Hebrews 3:12 through 13 says this: "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Well, it's still called today, and so I just want to encourage you. And today, I want to encourage you to reflect on some of Jesus' words. It's Maundy Thursday. It's that day that we talk about that new commandment where Jesus washes the feet. "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Right? But it's actually the words at the end of John 14 in that next chapter that I want you to think about. And this is what he says at the end of John 14. He says, "I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave." Which is funny because they don't leave for another three chapters. But it's that idea, the world must learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. I want you to reflect on those words. Hey, have I learned that? And if I have learned that, what have I learned from that? That the Father, the Son loved the Father. I know we think about how the Son loved the world, but we've got to learn that the Son loved the Father and did exactly what he commanded. I think maybe we learn that the Father can be trusted, that the Father's glory is always also about or leads to our good, and that there's no better place to be than this place where we are loving the Father, doing exactly what the Father commands us, even when it doesn't make sense, even when it doesn't feel pleasant. If you and I, if we want to imitate Jesus, I know there are things that we can think about that he did, but I want you to start in this place. Let's imitate Jesus by loving the Father and doing everything that the Father has asked us to do. I know he shows the full extent of his love when he washes the feet and all that leads from that. But I want you also to remember that he loved the Father, and the world must learn that. It's still called today, and I just want to encourage you.